Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody wants to turn their life around, wants to turn their life around to a better sort of, put them, their life into a better sort of template. This is wants to do better. Hello, I'm co-host Talk Dude, and you are listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients It Embodies My Soul. That's right. And on the other side of this line is the one and only comedy, Organic OK. Organic, come on, speak up. Let them know you're here.
Yeah, I'm not just here. I'm a part of the environment that kings have to have the true desires that's fueling the ability of where that go within that desire. My name is a comedian, Organic OK. I'm a stand-up comedian, motivational speaker, and I've created this platform for a number of helpful moments in life, lifestyle that, you know, that's created for our lives to be, whether through the transition of things that we have not seen success with. I'd like to say thank you to my co-host. Name is Talk Dude.
Anytime.
And also, too, I'd like to say thank everyone out there that's honoring and celebrating Disabled Awareness Month. October is International Disabled Awareness Month, and I want to celebrate all those disabled components that we have to be conscious in our changing habits, that we're not living disabled in the aspect of not seeing the change that we need to be successful. Now, we must, not only that, I'd like to say a few things to my co-host, Talk Dude. How's your day been going?
It's been going okay. I had some illumination, some eye-opening. I think, like, just before the show, you were basically doing something. You were trying to feed my soul something. Do something organically for it.
Yeah, but at the same time, bro, it's not about just remembering it. It's not a class course. It's a life environment where habits are meant to be constantly reminded in a conscious way where success happening. And you just lost in the way that you're never going to be the best you can be. That's really contagious. People fear that kind of thing, because regardless of who this person is, if this person in your space, they can have you trip. You can trip off of their bad habits. And people say, well, you got to be more focused, you got to be more of this. Your life and the life that prevails things in the ability of your success is preparing you for the things you're dealing with. When you try to prepare people outside of what you're supposed to be doing, you can see that it doesn't necessarily pan out, because you already got a destiny in place, path and pace, and people can say, well, this and that. But it's already wrote already. Right, your life is wrote already. What's going to happen if you do this? Right, like your soul is like part of the preparation of a soul cook manual, and this is what happened with this type of setup. And some things get changed because people, you realize this. People say, "Well, how did this happen? I can change." Yeah, you can change things, but it's already pre-wrote. What's going to happen with you to change? So what are you saying? I shouldn't change because it's already wrote? No. The change in you, it changed the outcome within the example that's been changed. The example doesn't mean it's modified for a worse moment, but it can be pushed through a stronger moment through the cleaning of the problem. The solution comes along, bring you another opportunity. Don't be just fascinated with that, right? Because so often we see people that have been here a long time, and it seems like they want to just suck you not just dry. They're trying to utilize you to be a moment that creates another altitude. Now, I'm going to be back with you shortly, Talk Dude. Just hold on to the platform right back.
Okay. All right, look, it's true. Look, when you're a kid, you want friends that are just fun to be around, share your interests or whatever. When you're an adult, you kind of really look more people who can take you places, you know, go places. And as a kid, you weren't really necessarily interested in all that. But when you're an adult, you keep thinking, how do I get off this rung of the ladder that I'm on? Because especially when you're an adult, you got to keep climbing. You got to keep improving. Don't want to stay in one spot. You got to keep moving. You got to be the kind of mover and shaker that the world rewards. That's a fact. Let me tell you something. I've been guilty. I've been guilty about wanting to keep everything the same. Sameness, familiarity, comfort, routine. But you realize it's not enough. You need more. You deserve more. That's what this show is about. This show is about giving you that, you know. This show is about, honestly, allowing you, okay, your soul. Your soul basically is crying out for you to get better. And, you know, this month, I know, is especially about the disabled. It really is a lot about it, and everybody should. I mean, you know, it's one of those holidays that's not just one day. It's a whole month. There's a whole, you don't have to basically put everything out in one day. You spread it throughout. Do it. It is something special. But honestly, everybody out there, as far as your soul goes, it's crying out for you to do something about it. That's what the show is trying to tell you. The show is about you getting better. See, you focus too much on your problems, whatever, and you look at them as kind of just obstacles. Take a moment to free yourself of everything. Free yourself of all the ties that are binding you, every single one of them, that you think may keep you safe at the same time. You are basically destined to be better. You are destined to flourish, to blossom. That's what you are meant to do.
Okay, no, hold on to this, sir. You're not in the library, sir. You can free those words. The words have to be silent. I understand what you're saying, but don't be hostage. You spent too many years behind words. You really know what you were talking about. Don't be talking. Be talking to people from your experience. Don't be talking to people from their experience, because it's too vague, okay? But talk to the spirits that you know. Talk to the spirits you're really trying to get out your mouth, okay? Because you can say, well, this person, I'm going to help this person. No, you only know who you're helping. But to help know what the result is in that actual instrument of change, right? If you're building a house, depending on what the house is, depending on if it's a state, it's different things that people want on a floor plan, right?
Oh, so, absolutely. Everybody varies.
So stop talking to people like that. You're kind of losing your ability because you're so vague. You know, right? People are so vague, it's too directional. Like, you go anywhere and people miss your ability.
Okay. All right. I want every single person out there to take a moment, as much time as they can, to listen to their soul. Listen to what their soul is telling them, you know? Ignore basically the sounds of everything else. And there's always that congestion. There's always the sounds of somebody. You see, most people, everybody else, they're trying to get you to do what they want you to do for them, you know? Everybody's kind of like that. We're all kind of like that. Stop that for a moment. Take a moment to just listen to you. Take a moment. What do you want? What do you need? What is going to give you peace, zen, at this particular place and time? That's something. It's a lot of what this show is about. Once again, it's about becoming one with your own soul. And even though it sounds like, doesn't everybody do that already? No, a lot of people don't. There are people in a society where we're often basically too scared to think for ourselves. We're too afraid to totally be ourselves. We're too afraid to basically listen and to get better. We're too afraid of that. We let ourselves get buried underneath a mountain of what other people think we should do. You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I used to basically just think, when I grow up, I can do do what I want. You never get that time to just be totally, be free, you know? You know, that never truly, doesn't seem like it happens very easy, does it? Constantly what we have to do to please others, to maintain a comfort in society, that is a thing. That's a hard thing. Take a moment to listen to yourself. Indulge yourself. Become one with yourself, your own soul. It's waiting right there. Open up. It's all waiting for you. Do all that. Organic, what do you think? Organic. All right. Organic. I want to say that personally, everybody out there, everybody, you can live organically. Everyone's trying to live organically now, you know, farm fresh, farm to table, whatever, no additives and preservatives. You can keep that stuff out of your body, out of your life. There are a lot of artificial toxic chemicals that are out there that will poison you if you let them. That is a real thing. That is a real honest-to-God thing. You know it. And there are a lot of destructive elements soulfully and spiritually that we keep putting inside ourselves. We need to stop doing that. To basically know how to keep your own soul fresh, how to basically keep it in whatever. It can be done. Now, me personally, I've been guilty of this. I was always, as a kid, I was attracted to the weirdest stuff. I don't know. Other kids thought it was weird. It got me in trouble. Thought maybe I'm an adult. I'll get to do what I want. But even then, it's a problem. I'm telling you. Listen to yourself. Listen to me right now. I'm telling you what you need, aren't I? I am. Whatever, and that's a real thing. But honestly, it's tricky, and it's a habit. It doesn't happen overnight. You don't just basically take a moment, start listening to, you know, your own soul a little bit, and then it's all sunshine rainbows from there on in. Oh, no. It's a daily routine you have to do like everything else. Everybody out there, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this in a way that's epic. You know, I can't help but notice that organic seems to be gone. I'm handling the whole show. Now, everyone out there, who are you really? Take off all the armor, all the things that you pretend to be to please other people, to appear, whatever. Take the mask off and ask yourself, who are you? Take a moment to understand all that. All right? You are worthy. You are deserving of this. There are a lot of handicapped people who basically wear their handicap like a mask. They let the handicap take over. They let it become their whole life. This is no way to be. Everyone should be overcompensating for what they are. Everyone should. That's what this month is about. It's 7:15 here on the program, Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. Are you feeding your own soul? Are you doing what you need to do? Are you basically, call us in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, here's the thing. I want you to basically take the time of this show right here. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you need. Listen to who you are. Stay in touch. It's important. It's what's necessary. And basically, let me tell you, I was always trying to be somebody else myself. I was trying to do all that. I basically, I wasn't listening to my own soul. I was uncomfortable with who I was. A lot of ways, I still am. I didn't know how to just be. It was a problem, a real problem. Then Organa kind of found me and plugged me into this. I don't know. I just don't know. The truth is, I still find myself in need of this program because I don't know if I can totally be myself. Try to put my mind to it. But once again, it's not so easy. I think the easiest thing in the world to do is just to be yourself. But a lot of times, there's just something wrong with yourself. There are wrong things. There are things that, look, I've been guilty of it. I have this problem. And I'm telling all of you out there, everyone listening, everyone in existence, listen to your soul. It will tell you how to rectify and cure yourself. Listen to your own soul. There is something nourishing there. Everything you need, it'll tell you. It'll tell you. It'll make it happen. Once you reach out and you touch, and so once you can, you'll be able to basically improve. And this October, I'm especially talking to the disabled out there. I'm especially talking to you. Look, in a lot of ways, I'm afraid myself. I'm not entirely comfortable with who I am. A lot of times, my impulses are wrong. I know they are, and I don't follow them. And sometimes when I follow them, a lot of times it gets me in trouble, my impulse. It can just be kind of crazy, you know? I mean, you're not sure what. I hope every person out there in radio land knows that as technology progresses, life becomes easier. But don't lose sight of who you are. We seem to have lost Organic. You know, it's amazing. Like, just on this show, he was on me about not being 100%, not being really professional, not being on my A-game, not doing the things that I need to do to be a professional. But it's like, damn it. Of all the unprofessional things to do, he cut out on his own show. I mean, what is that?
Hold on a second. No. We discussed this elegant of this Pippin. And now I come back and I hear you treating my Pippin like cross-contaminated exposure Pippin in bad weather conditions. This right here, and what they talk about, all the different storms that happen around the world, and you trying to bring storms into this platform, sir? So coincidence, I meet the man behind the odor.
Yeah, I guess that's me. I'm just, look, it's like, you told me yourself this program will be good for me.
Hey, this is not to be in any means, anyone out there. You can't allow people to abuse your freedom as you help people. Right? You find people around the world as they're trying to help someone. The person that you're trying to help, you think that because they need the most help, they'd be more understanding about others that need help. Guess what? It don't necessarily play out that way. People that need more help, they can be more willing to not allow others to get help. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
That mindset and that conditioning, that's been a lot of people behind, not by their own doing, but by the lack of understanding and knowledge that you have dealing with people that come across that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you can't take lightly, right? Like, I can truly tell you, within this frame of what I'm doing, this is not meant for success to have limit, mild, and timid ability. This is for success to not wait behind the line of lies to present the truth. Truth don't have respect, and quite often the truth respect did we hear that loud and clear with the organic of the organic? The truth don't give respect. It is the respect that you line yourself with. Now, don't forget it. Truth don't have to be founded
mm-hmm.
by less pimping. Okay? This show was called Organic Pimping.
Organic.
When I said organic pimping, the name didn't just say that. It didn't just meant to be this is a side position of a sidekick. This is the position. And so many people saw this pimping as something to be played. What? This is not the circus of pimping. You're not going to abuse this pimping because the name sounds refreshing. This name is meant to be stimulating to the ability and abilities, and this is pimping, organic pimping. This is weird. Don't worry about the cholesterol. This pimping. Don't worry about your blood pressure. You're not even concerned. Yes, you always got to be aware. But don't be a absent-minded fool thinking, oh, I have this all cornered. You don't corner pimping. The pimping is beyond corners. Okay? To understand this, within this is a part of life, dignity, life, respect. Don't lie to the respect of the truth, the essence of vulnerable caring. Don't lie to the vulnerable caring of the truth. Now, I'm not telling you to scam people with lies and throw truth as venom. No, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's so many people around the world that's behind destruction, that destruction have been holding and recycling bins around them. They don't allow people to suffer intentionally by their hands. Now, when you're trying to be isolated, well, everyone, we get to end the show. This show is called Can We Get the Name Title? And I get that from a tough dude without, once again, throwing that man must at me, man.
I don't mean to basically spread any chemicals in your organic, clean, farm-to-table living. Now, it's organic pimping. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul.
That's what I'm talking about. I want you to see, it says your soul. Because he said it. It's your soul. See how that worked out? Did you see how that worked out?
Yes.
It's complimenting. It ain't about just pinning you out there to be embarrassed. It's about integrity, man. It's about we got to do this correctly, right? We don't try to make comedy seem like I got to insult you, embarrass you. Well, that's what I'm saying about insulting. Now, insulting can mean many things. Don't mean to lock in constipation with success and happiness, because that's a miserable space. What someone says,
yeah.
Oh, you can't do this. And they're saying all along, how can I say lies are not lies because the language changed? Have you ever learned that? Have you ever learned that anywhere across this planet where lies didn't mean lies because the language changed?
I don't think I have.
No. See, on this planet, of this part of the world, lies have not been turned as lies. Say, hey, you say this, I don't care. If you're saying it in your native language, if you're insulting somebody, that's insultment across the world. That means you got to go all the way back there like a slingshot, all the way back. When it come back, it's supposed to come with everything. You're supposed to get the wrath. Hold on a second. We got to come with this. That wrath, I'm getting somewhere. Are we really, looking around the world, are we really dealing with the problems from where the problem is? Are we just talking about the problem as a problem, as an echo? It's an echo of our words, just words that find an ear that writes down the message or either records the message? How the words get in your mind? How the echo of the words as smelling bad, odor from passing gas, smells? Imagine how words sound to the ear and how you get motivated. Something came in your mind. Imagine all the things you read and how things come in your mind, something you ain't necessarily read, right?
Mm-hmm.
How that come and pimp of your thoughts. That's pimping. I'm telling you, man, this is a different world of pimping. You don't even realize. Pimp in a subconscious on a term that hit the point in the mark, we call that organic pimping. When that indigo sees that vision and pimps inside of the structure, that's pimping. When you see success follow you and you become success from pimping the ability within success, that's pimping. All those things and the components, we can't get too deep without spraying some other cap. Come along. And I must spread that as a ability to come along. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? You've been tuned in to the show platform. Dude, just tell them one more time for those that didn't get the name title.
Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. We hope that's what the show does for you.
No, check this out. Last thing I'm going to say. I appreciate Disabled Awareness Month, and disability must be pumped, okay? Not exploited or not used or what they call it. You're not even kind of embarrassed. Ability of abilities. Understand that ability. Got it. Now, talk dude, wrap it up with the Disabled Foundation of pimping that DJ word. You know what I'm talking about? Do it right now. Cover
it's
it up.
It's true, and absolutely every frame, like this Disabled Awareness Month, celebrate the whole month. Get aware. See what the disabled are doing. They're doing a lot more than many able-bodied people out there. They're making this month really special.
Don't pimp on a whole unit, okay? Because the ability is the ability. Don't sidetrack the ability, man. It's abilities. It's the ability. It's flexibility. Because that's ability. Okay, get on to it. Move on. So the ability? Are you sideways pimping? Backwards, man. Now, understand your ability.
I understand it.
Take care, everybody. Good night, talk dude. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
And celebrate ability.
Good night.